Maseches Chulin begins on Daf Beis, but in a certain sense, it really begins on Daf Chaf Ches, the beginning of the second Perek. Daf Chaf Zayin, Daf Chaf Ches, opening Mishnah, the second Perek tells us the basic rules of Shechita. Shochet Echad Ba'ov, Shnayim B'Vehema, Shechita Sok Sheira, Rubu Shal Echad Kamohu. So you have to, the core definition of Shechita is severing the simanim, one or both, of the animal or bird. The simanim are the two pipes, the windpipe, the trachea, and in Hebrew known as the kana, and the food pipe, the esophagus, in Hebrew known as the veshet. So if you're shechting an animal, a behema or a chaya, you need to sever both. If you're shechting a bird, you need to shecht one or the other. And we already later in this, this is where we began. And then when we got the Daf Test, we began to discover there are Mishnayos before this, near the end of the first parak, in the middle of the first parak, and after this, deeper into the second parak, that talk more about the details of what the Masa Shechita needs to look like. The Heil Cheshchita, Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, and so forth. And the Mishnah here tells us that the core definition of Shechita is severing one or both Siman, depending whether it's an Oph or a Behema, and number two, that Rubo shall echad kemo, the din of Rubo kakulo. That's a din of Rov, by the way, which is actually unlike the other dinim of Rov we had. On Daf Yud Aleph, we saw two types of Rov. You remember, Rubo de Isa Kamon, Rubo de Leisa Kamon. Those types of Rov were all had to do with Suffolk. I don't know what the facts are. I don't know where this piece of meat came from, which butcher shop it came from, or I don't know how this 10-year-old young person, boy or girl, is going to develop. So I have a Ruba de Isa Kaman, a Ruba de Leisa Kaman to help me figure out, you know, what to do when I don't know. Here, this is the type of Ruba Kukul, this is the type of Rove, it should be noted, which is, as Stipler points out, Begim Masechta Sukkah. This is unlike those other Roves. This has nothing to do with not knowing. I know all the facts. I know exactly what happened. As a matter of fact, just to put more of the pieces together, on Daf Tes, the Gemara said, sometimes there's a suffix whether you shechted Rove or not. And that was a the Gemara and Daf Tes about you have to do Bedika Simanim to check to make sure that you're Mekayim this din in the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin. But the core idea of Ruvu Kukulo is not a question of dealing with the suffix, it's a question of definitions. I need to shecht the simen. If it's mostly shechted, then I would treat a mostly shechted trachea is considered shechted. But if it's mostly not shechted, I only severed 40% of the trachea, 40% of the esophagus, no good. Now that's the core definition of Shechita here on the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara on Daf Chav Ches wants to know where this all come from. Where did this all come from? And we have a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi tells us, Rabbi Omer v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. You're supposed to shecht the psukim in Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis of Devarim. V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. You're going to shecht it as I have commanded you. As I have commanded you. What does that mean, as I have commanded you? So you could have understood that as I, well, you're looking back in Chumash, where did Hashem command us in Shechita? So the truth is, Hashem has commanded us in Shechita many times already in Chumash. There's been plenty about the Karbanos. Shechitas HaKarbanos already appeared extensively at the beginning of Chumash HaYikra and elsewhere. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi understands that's not what this is referring to. This is not referring back to the earlier Psukim. This is talking about Shechitas Chulin. That's the Chiddush, the core Chiddush of this Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The reason why he assumes it's not talking about Kachim, that's talking about Chulin, is because that's what the Psukim say. They're talking about, you're interested in eating meat, you're hungry to eat meat. The overall context was, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you a big, wide land, much wider than the small, relatively small camp of the Jewish people in the wilderness, and you're going to be hungry to eat meat. You're going to shecht as I have commanded you. So that's the Dafka saying, not Karbanos. This is talking about Shechitas Chulin. And that's how Yehuda Nasi understands. So what's the kasher tzivisicha? What are we referring back to? As I've already commanded you, Yehuda Nasi says, this is not a reference back to earlier sections of Torah Shebichsav. This is a reference purely to Torah Shebal Peh. The halacha Moshe Misinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu orally that the rules of Shechita, this happens to be one of the great indications within the Torah Shebichsav that there exists a parallel, a companion, I should say, a companion Torah Shebichsav. This is one of the great rayas that there's more than what you see. And Rabbi Yonasi says, for instance, those rules that the Mishnah just mentioned, the Chav Zayin Aleph, the Shechita means Veshet and Kana, that you need one for a bird and two for a behema, and the Rubo Kukulo, and then we saw in Daf Tes, the Heich Shechita also, Halachal Moshe Misinai. But there are other things that are still strange about that parasha. The notion of Taiva, such a funny terminology, Ki Yisav Anafshah Halachal Basar. And why is it Afki Yarchiv when you come into Eretz Yisrael? Why did it change from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael? And at the core, if we already have an Isser, the most fundamental question seems to be, we already have, earlier in Chumash, the Parsha of Nevela. More than once, the Torah speaks about Nevela. So what's being added by this Parsha of Kasher Tzivi Zavachta, Kasher Tzivi Sicha? So in jumping into this, we began to acquaint ourselves with a number of things which since have become much more familiar. One hakdama was the fact that there are two nafkaminas in being nevela. Nevela is both an Isser and tuma. Nevela is on the list of machalos asuras. If a Jew eats a kazayas or more of nevela, he is violated lav deraisa and he's chayv malchus. If he had Eidim Asra. And there's also a din of tuma on the list of the Avos HaTumah. One of the Avos HaTumah is Nevela. You have an animal or a bird that died without a proper Shechita. So it is an Av HaTumah. Nevela of an animal is the typical Nevela that you hear about, the Nevela of an animal. I have a piece of beef that didn't come from a kosher slaughterhouse. So it's a kosher species, but it's Nevela. Nivlas Behema Tahora. So that is mitami b'mago uve masa. If I touch it, if I have direct contact, I touch the meat with my finger, so that's tumas maga, or even if it's wrapped up, I picked it up, that's tumas masa. Nivlas ov tahar has a unique din. If it's Purdue chicken, so there it's actually not mitami b'mago uve masa, which is rare among the avos tumas, it's not mitami b'mago uve masa. Instead, nivlas ov tahar is a unique tuma of Metame abes ablia. It transmits tumma when you eat it. If a Jew eats Purdue chicken, so two things just happen. Number one, you violate a lav of eating nivlas oaf, and you get malchus for that. Number two, when you swallow it, the bes ablia is the area in your throat where you swallow. When you swallow it, the contact with that part of the throat, the act of swallowing nivlas oaf tar. Transmits tuma. That will make me tame, and there's even a chiddush. Not only do I become tame, the clothing I'm wearing at the time become tame as well. That's what we mean by metame begadim abeis ablia. It's metame me and the clothing that I'm wearing at the moment. So with that in mind, we had looked at a second hakdama, was to look at the Gemara in Daf Kufam Beis, which introduced us, which got us comfortable with these concepts of Isser Nevela and Tumas Nevela and Nevela of Behemah versus Nevela of an oaf, and gave us a presentation of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And we saw there, it was in the context of the Mishnah and Gira Nasha seemed to be presenting Machok as whether Ein Isser Chal al Isser or not, and the Gemara quoted a Brisa to demonstrate, you see there Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, why? Because he assumes that if a Jew eats chicken, which is nevela, nivlas oftar, so you get malchus for nevela. Rabbi Yehuda appears to say, if you eat, ostrich meat, that's a nivlas oftame, because the ostrich is not a kosher species. Then the Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, there's no malchus for the lav of nevela because it's already aser anyhow as oftame, and he says, and therefore based on drasha pasuk, since there's no malchus, no iser of nevela, because it already has a pre-existing iser of of tame, of min tame, so that's why there isn't going to be any tumas nevela either. Just to review the concept of ein iser chal iser, what the concept of ein iser chal iser means, this is an example of it, and we're going to get into another example very soon. The concept of ein iser chal iser is most tanaim agree, there may be some tanaim who disagree, but we definitely assume Ein iser, chal iser, one iser cannot set in if something's already usher for a different reason. For instance, the example that Yehuda gives, if I have a live ostrich, and then it's usher mishum ostrich, and then it dies. So, does it become nevela? Well, it was already, the whole bird was already usher anyways because of ostrich, live or dead. And now that it died, now it's going to be nevela. Yeah, but the new iser cannot set in. So that's ein iser chal al iser. There are some exceptions. One exception that all the Tanaim agree to, and then two exceptions that is the machlokas. One exception that all Tanaim agree to is bevas achas. If the whole notion of iser chal iser is once one iser, the item is ready iser for one reason, so the new iser cannot set it. There's no room left. But if both yisurim are coming at the same time, it's bevas achas. They're simultaneous. Then iser chal al iser. What would be an example of bevas achas? If Reuven's brother marries a girl. Reuven was not related to this girl before. A girl named Leah. Reuven's brother goes and marries Leah. So Leah and Reuven just became usher to one another for two reasons. Eshes Ish and Eshes Achiv. Right? She at the same time she became a married woman, so the issue of adultery between Reuven and his brother's wife Leah, and she's also his sister-in-law. So those Yisurim happen simultaneously. So both were Rachman al Tzlan, Reuven and Leah to live together in sin, to have an affair, so there'd be chayiv, a double carbon, let's say Bishogi, there'd be chayiv a double carbon chatas. But for both Yisurim. One carbon chatas for the Isser of Eshes Ish, one carbon chatas for the Isser of Eshes Achiv, because there's no Enes or Chal Isser, both Yisurim set in at the same time. So that's one exception to Enes or Chal Isser. Everyone agrees. The Isser is, two Yisurim ki v'chal b'vas achas. The two cases which are more mutal b'machlokas, let's talk about the one that's more accepted, and then the other one which we accept, but Reb Shimon does not. But both of the other exceptions have to do with if the Isser is setting in more than just this. If it's something's being added. It was already Isser, but then second Isser is adding somehow. Second Isser adds, so then there's room to say that the second Isser is going to take effect. One example is Isser Mosif, where this person or the item is to become more profoundly usser. So what's an example? Let's say, this example probably works. Let's say I have a non-kosher piece of meat. So I'm not allowed to eat it. It's ham or it's nevela, whatever, non-kosher piece of meat. I'm not allowed to eat it. Then the fellow comes and says, I'm donating this ham to the Beis HaMikdash. I donate ham to Beis HaMikdash. I mean, they'll take that, the piece of ham. You can sell in the non-kosher market. You can sell it to a non-Jew. It's worth a nice amount of money. So Hekdash can take that ham, sell it to the non-kosher market. They'll make $50. They use the $50 for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm making a donation, not of cash, but of goods. So I'll Makdash this tray for sausage to the Beis HaMikdash, the Berakah Bayis. So typically you Makdash something to the Berakah Bayis, it becomes... It's Asr Bachila, Asr Bahana, right? Because now there's an Isra of Me'ila. This is Kodesh. The question is, here was already Asr to eat anyways. So let's say I have a piece, I have a side of ham. You're Makdash it to Beis HaMikdash, and then you go, a Jew goes ahead and eats that ham. How many lavim did he do? One or two? So you say, well, Ein Isra Chal Asr. It was already Asr to eat because there was ham. So maybe the Isra of eating Hekdash cannot set in. So the answer is no, it does set in. Why? Because Hekdesh, leaving out the details, Hekdesh, at least in concept, is an Isser Mosif. It's making, it's adding to the Isser. In what sense? Because the Isser of Ham, the Isser of Behemah Temeya, to be technical, is only an Isser Achila. So the item, the piece of meat, was mildly Isser because it was Ham. when you were makdish it, it became more than just asr b'achil. Now it's asr b'hana. It's not just I cannot eat hekdish. I cannot do anything with hekdish. I cannot sell it. I can't scratch my back with it. I can't use it as a chair. Nothing. It's absolutely asr b'hana across the board. So that's more deeply asr. It's an isr mosif. So isr mosif is chal al isr. Isr mosif is our second exception. Generally, ain't isr chal al isr. But exception number one is b'vas achas. Exception number two is isr mosif, where the second isr is more intensive and making this item more deeply usr. Then the third example, the third exception, which is more mutal b'machlokes, is isr kolol. What's an isr kolol? Isr mosif means the isr which adds. Second isr adds more depth beyond the first isr. Isr kolol is that the second isr is kolel, it includes more. It's not making this item more deeply usr, but it's the second isr includes this item and other items. For example, treif of food on Yom Kippur. Now that's the machlokas we saw between Rabbi Shimon and the other tanon. Treif of food on Yom Kippur, what's the issue? So the food is already treif, presumably, a food which is treif when Yom Kippur started. Let's say the ham. Right? I have ham, I have bacon. So it was yesterday was Erev Yom Kippur, today's Yom Kippur. So yesterday Erev Yom Kippur, I wasn't allowed to eat the bacon, I wasn't allowed to eat the ham because of the behemoth tzemeah, it's from a pig. It was usher anyways. Now Yom Kippur came along and what? Made it usher to eat. It was already usher to eat yesterday. It's not an isser mosik. Yom Kippur didn't make it more treif. What Yom Kippur, and that's what Reb Shimon says in the Hanami. If you eat bacon on Yom Kippur, it's only an isser lav. And it's actually, it matters a lot because Yom Kippur carries, not just a question to get malchus once or twice. Yom Kippur is more severe. Yom Kippur is karis. Yom Kippur is chatas. Rav Shimon says, but it was already, Rav Shimon says, the karis and chatas in Yom Kippur, only kosher food. Ironically, Rav Shimon says, if you eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur, you're less liable than if you eat kosher food. Because if you eat non-kosher food, you'll get malchus. But not karis or chatas. Because Yom Kippur is not chal on the trade for food. If it's kosher food, so then the Yom Kippur is chal, then you have worse than malchus, you have karis, or karbon chatas b'shogi. So that's the position of Rabbi Shimon, that Yom Kippur is not chal and treif of food. The other Tanam disagree, we disagree with Rabbi Shimon. We say that if a Jew eats nevela on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur he's eating treif of food, we say he's chay for both. We'll give him malchus for the iser nevela, for the chazir, for the nevela, what have you, and he'll get kares or karbon chatas for achil of Yom Kippur. How come? But ain iser chal al iser. So the answer is we disagree with Rabbi Shimon because we hold there's a third exception to ain iser chal al iser, and that is iser kolol. That iser kolol meaning that Yom Kippur, the Isra Achiv of Yom Kippur didn't make this piece of bacon more treif than it was before, but it included other foods too. Bacon is only asr's certain pieces of food. Certain items in the world, certain food items are behemoth tameya. Comes along Yom Kippur, and it asr's everything, all food. So since we hold against Rav Shimon, since it's chal on everything, it's even chal on the bacon as well. Now, so this sets us up to then appreciate the issue that maybe we'll have to pick up with next time. I want to be sensitive to time. But just to think where we're going next, so what's fascinating, I'll leave you with the question to think about, and that opens up this whole issue of how you understand the parsha of Shechita in Re'ei Perek Yud Beis. And that is a question that the Rishona begin to raise. Tosis raises, Ritzvah raises, Tosis Shantz raises. The Reb Shimon's example wasn't bacon. If it would have been bacon, it would have been easier, because bacon is always bacon. Bacon is created. Bacon was pig from the get-go. The problem is Reb Shimon's example is nevela b'yom kippur. I have a kosher species, just it didn't have a proper shechita. I have boar's head beef pastrami. That's beef. It's behemah kshera, behemah tahora, it's just that it's nevela. So the question is, well, when did it become nevela? Gets started at a certain point. When does something start being nevela? Presumably, when it dies. So what case are we talking about? It died on Yom Kippur, or only it died before Yom Kippur? It died before Yom Kippur, so it was ready nevela when Yom Kippur came in. So that blocked Yom Kippur for ever being chal. Good. Fantastic. But But let's say nisnabla bi Yom Kippur, the animal died on Yom Kippur. It was a live animal before Yom Kippur. So that's a debate amongst Rishonim. Is that also included or not? It wasn't available. Pashas, it wasn't available beforehand. So what do you mean? Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr. Maybe it was Eivir Menachai beforehand, but Eivir Menachai stopped. So when it dies, there should be the Vasachas. Yom Kippur becomes Nevela, but also becomes Os Mashim Yom Kippur at the same moment. And like the case we gave before of, you know, Reuven's brother marries Leah, so she becomes Asr simultaneously for two reasons. So it should be the same. So that opened the issue of, is there or is there not a separate Isser? Nevela only starts when the animal dies, the lav of Nevela. But some Baliatosis think, but there's an Isser Aseh of Eino Zavua, lacking Shchita, which is true both for every live animal as well as for those dead animals which are a Nevela. So that's something that was around from before. That was one nafkamina in, is there an Isser Aseh of Eino Zavua? What would you say about the Behema Shenis Nabla B'Yom Kippurim Lefi Rabbi Shimna Halachal Maisa? Because we don't pass Nakir Shemin anyhow, but we'll bring us to next time at Shem. There are several other Nafkimis that were Halacha Maisa, and that brought us to this question of, is there a mitzvah of Shechita or not? How you understand the parsha of Vizavachta Hashem Tzimisit?